Well, hello. Welcome to Ramblings of My Life podcast, where I am Erica Bishop and I am your host. And this one's a doozy. I'm a little bit kind of irked by this one. It made my skin crawl, quite honestly. And if you have been on any type of social media in the last little bit, you will see a lot of different things being posted about the industry in which children are sold and traded and abused sexually all over the world, and the fact that it's such an epidemic that we have closed our eyes to, that we don't want to think that this is reality or how people get away with it, and why do we look the other way. So this story really kind of, I felt like it needed to be shared. I have only seen it on one social media platform as of right now, and I really had to dig in to Google to find some of the nitty-gritty details. So I'm going to share it with you just because this is an example of how people get away with these types of actions, and it's something that we need to be put a stop to, and something that we should stand and say, this is not okay and I don't accept this. So that's my personal opinion. I'm going to go ahead and share this story with you in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break to give a shout out to our sponsor, and then we'll get back into the story. So this one has got me, it made me so angry. I had to call a friend to like calm me down. I first heard about this watching, I subscribed to The Amazing Lucas, and he did a video on this, and I thought, it happened in Canada, so let's start there. Nothing against Canada. There was a military vet. I guess he did like 7 tours. He went to Bosnia, Afghanistan, Somalia, Gomalia Coast, that sort of thing, what's in the Middle East. But he did 7 tours. He was a medical assistant in their Navy, I guess, and he retired as a chief warrant officer. I think that's the highest rank before commissioned officer. He did 33 years of service. He's all those things. He went on those tours. And then he went as a reservist. And it was like, when was it? 2007. He was out as a reservist for the Navy, the Royal Navy in Canada. And he has a girlfriend. He moved in with this girlfriend for six months. And then they're texting back and forth. Like, that's normal for military families or whatever, or significant others. But what's not normal is this girlfriend has a 5-year-old boy who she's like sending, they're in cahoots of like sending him sexualized pictures of her little boy, this 5-year-old boy, right? I can't even, it's so maddening. That this woman would do this. This woman has to be the devil to be okay with this. You're doing it to your own kid. It's child porn, basically. And then they start planning to have the son have a sexual experience with a man. Now, I don't see anything that says that he wanted to be that man, but they were trying to have that happen. I'm sure he would have watched it or whatever. But it goes to court. Like, what happened was, is the dad saw some of the text messages, obviously flips out, contacts the police. Everything goes down. He goes to jail. They find, like, I found 2 different numbers. It's still a huge number. There's, like, one source said it was, like, 811 photos of child pornography. And then the other one was like 881. So I don't know which one's correct. It's still in the 800s. Anyway, so this judge, Canadian judge, his name is, let me see, it's Judge Malin McKim. And first of all, the prosecution is asking for 10 months in jail,
2 years probation and then the sex registry for 20 years, right? The judge said that that he felt that the gentleman was very sorry for his actions. He showed a lot of remorse. The judge felt that he could have what they put up, that it was zero jail time. The judge felt like this was appropriate. Zero jail time and 10 months of basically home arrest. They call it conditional sentencing, which is basically like house arrest. Okay. The judge felt, because of the circumstances, him being sorry and remorseful, his PTSD from all the tours of his service in the military there in Canada, that PTSD can make you engage in risky behavior. I don't know that that's what it is. I haven't been able to find anything that concludes that that's true, but that's what this judge said. What he ordered was 8 months of conditional sentencing, which is like house arrest, 2 years probation, and then obviously the sex registry, the national sex registry, for 20 years. I don't know if this is the same, like here in the US, if you go in for something like harming kids, you got to be in a different ward because they're going to kill you. You just don't mess with young kids. And I'm assuming it's the same in Canada. Like, it's still abhorrent there. So maybe that's why the judge did. But I haven't found anything. And I've been searching. I haven't found anything yet that says that that's what PTSD does. Like, I know you can have heightened sense of alertness. You can be scared with loud noises or quick movement. You can feel uneasy in unfamiliar settings. Like, you can be very irritable. You can, like, there's different things that it can cause. I have not found where it changes your sexual preference. I haven't found that. I mean, if he liked what he saw, which it sounds like he did, because he kept going. And if the dad hadn't found out, who knows what would have happened to this child. I mean, it's bad enough to know that your mom was willing, like, that's going to play head games for him later, that his mom was willing to basically pimp him out as a 5-year-old. Like, what mom does that? Your mom's supposed to keep you safe. Thank goodness the dad found out and he wasn't, I hate to say he's not physically harmed, because having your parent take pictures of you when you're that young, I don't know. I grew up in the foster care system. I saw so many things that happen to kids, and you would be surprised. Even the smallest things can affect kids' life and their self-esteem later on. And it concerns me for that little boy. The fact that this judge didn't even go with what the prosecution went. Like if it was me, I'd probably go for the maximum, because you don't play with kids. You might be going through a lot. The things that will happen with that little kid because of what you've done, I'm sorry, homie, don't play. Even if the PTSD, it's because of the PTSD. I haven't found anything that says that that's a side effect, but let's give it the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that's true. Then put him in jail, get him the help he needs, make sure he's more disciplined, because here's the thing. This is what the judge said. Judge said the man showed sincere remorse and that he had serious health conditions that would make incarceration particularly difficult because other inmates will want to kill him. I don't know. I know that he does suffer from like a heart condition, kidney, and gastrointestinal issues, but just if you do a crime, you don't get off because you have bad health. I'm sorry. That's just not, I don't care. Like, you shouldn't have been doing stupid stuff. what makes me really angry at the judge is that I'm paraphrasing. He said basically he's dealing with a person that briefly dabbled in the dark world of child porn and affiliate, and it's not a committed sexual practice. Well, you got caught before you committed the actual act of doing something to the child. Thank God he got caught. Because who knows, he could have, like, committed fully. But before, it was like, oh, I'm just dipping my toe. I don't care. I'm not saying PTSD is an easy thing. I'm not saying that. As a military spouse, I do know that it is a real thing. There's a lot of struggles. But hear me out. Just because you have PTSD does not mean that you can get away with killing anybody else. Just because you have PTSD doesn't mean that you can rape anybody else because you have PTSD. Like, people have disorders, and that's what PTSD is. The disorder, and you have to get help. You can't not said hold people accountable for their actions. I don't think that we need to set that as a standard, especially when it comes to our kids. You mess with a kid, no, you got to do the time. And I am disappointed in this judge, and it concerns me that this is set as an example. Like, I know it's in Canada, but if a judge is willing to do it in Canada, I don't know how long it's going to be until we see something like this in the U.S. And that's not the world I want to live in. I don't know that you can say that it wasn't a committed sexual practice. He did it for 3 months. Who knows how far he would have gone had he not got caught. There's no way that this judge could have known that. And he probably is sorry. Most people are very sorry when they get caught. But it doesn't mean that he wouldn't have committed more or longer if he had not gotten caught. And so, if you do it, you do it. Like, I'm really disappointed in this judge. The story made me so mad. Where kids get taken away from parents that are loving parents, they just have different struggles. But if you hurt your child, if you pimp out your child, zero tolerance for me. Like, you are no longer allowed to be their parent because you are unfit and you're going to do harm, more harm to that kid than not. That's my personal opinion because I've seen it so much. I saw what it did to my brothers and sisters as I grew up in the foster care system. Don't talk to me. I'm solid on this issue. Like, he is undergoing psychological treatments. For the PTSD. My hope is that child is going to. I hope that it doesn't say anything about it does say that the mother's case, as of July of this year, 2020, the end of July, the mother's case was still being pending. But I hope that child, I hope the dad gets full custody. I think that is abhorrent what that mother did. I have zero, like, just because of my background, like, if you're gonna hurt your kid, zero tolerance for me. Zero tolerance. Like, there are reasons where, like, and yes, that will affect the child, but so will having to see that child, wait until that child's mature enough to make their own decision about what they want from that mother. But that mother pimped her son out. That mother needs to never see that child again. I just don't understand how a mother can do that. Even if she needs, like, she was in a bad place. Because she doesn't have PTSD. I mean, I don't know. It didn't say that she did. And for that matter, when the guy got, like, they're not, I'm just saying the guy because they are not releasing his name. But the guy originally was diagnosed with acute PTSD. It was, but then the caregiver said that she thought it was just depression. So all this happened in 2017. In 2019 is finally when he was diagnosed with PTSD, not acute PTSD. So years after the fact, I don't know how you can say what he was going through then. It's just an interesting story. Let me know what you think. Did it make you as mad as it made me? Like, you wanted to spit in somebody's eye and punch them at the same time. Like, I was so mad. Can you tell? Can you tell I was angry? Think about subscribing if you want. I mean, feel free to join me or not. That's fine, too. So, hope you have a great day.